Oh, my God, Santa Claus. You look incredible. I can't believe it. What have you been doing? What's that? You've been using NTT Fitness pre-made healthy meals to lose weight during the holiday season? Oh, my God. I can't believe it, dude. You look incredible. And you used my code, LevelUp15. You got 15% off your first order? That's amazing. You look fantastic, dude. You've been hitting the gym, I see. You're tightening up. Mrs. Claus must be super happy. You're going to leave her for another woman, aren't you? Look, I understand. You're looking good. You're feeling good. NTTFitness.com. Check it out. You're going to love it. Level up 15. Use that code, the homemade broadcast code, to get 15% off your first order. Don't get fat during the holidays. All right. Let's start the show.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Beach Drop, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Kuntz. I'm your host for now, and until I decide not to do this anymore or die. That would be the thing. Welcome back to the program. I hope you're well. I hope you're prepared. Christmas is here. Thanksgiving's gone. It's almost Christmas. I mean, I think everybody's pretty much checking out at this point, right? Like, you're pretending, you're showing up to work, you're at your day job, you're not working. You're not working. Nobody's working right now. People with real jobs have vacations. They have vacation time. This is the time they take it during the holiday season. You worked hard this year, or you pretended that you did, and now it's time to relax, man. So if you're like me and like many other people out there working 2 and 3 jobs, you know, you're kind of on vacation. You're on vacation at work. You're checked out. You're not starting any projects now. You're not even finishing the projects that you started back in, you know, early November. You're done. You're done for the year. I've been sitting around online shopping most of the time, mostly buying things for myself because I don't really have a family. So I have a family, you know, I got my mom and dad. I got a great family, but I don't have brothers or sisters, or I don't have, my extended family. We don't really, talk to each other, so we're not getting together for the holidays. So I just got to get, like, my parents a little something. They don't even want anything, you know, but I'm going to, get them something just because I love them and get them a little trinket. Don't have a significant other, so I don't have to worry about that. That's really a relief. During this time of year, I haven't had to buy anything for anybody in a long time, which I'm not really bragging because it's sad, but it's also, you have to look on the bright side of life. And I don't have to purchase an expensive gift for someone, even though it'd be nice to do that, right? I'd like to do that, but I don't have to. So I'm looking on the bright side of it and putting that money, and I'm spending it on myself. I'm treating myself. I worked hard this year. You know, I'm going to buy myself a pair of shoes. I'm going to buy myself a couple pairs of jeans. It's not even fun stuff. My boss loves to do that to me, my daytime. I love the guy, but he'll torment me for things that I buy online. He knows what I get paid, okay? He's very aware. And he likes to do this thing where he acts like I'm living large, you know, living the big life, living the dream. And no, I mean, I'm fine. I have everything that I need. I have you know, a home, and I'm not homeless, and I have food, and I got all that good stuff. So I'm not complaining, but also I'm not raking it in. And he kind of implies, like, whoa, look at you. Don't have any money, but you're buying yourself stuff. Most of it is things that I need so I can clothe my body. Like, it's shoes. I need shoes to work here, right? I need, I have to cover my penis. I can't walk in nude. I have to have a pair of pants to walk in here. I waited all year to buy this stuff. You always have a little bit more money. I do, anyways, a little bit more money at the end of the year. This is, I got the third seasonal job right now. I got, I guess that's it. That's why I have more money, I guess. I'm working more at the radio station, too. That's why. So I checked my account. I was like, ooh, look at that. I didn't even get Christmas bonus yet. I hope I get a Christmas bonus this year. It was a little light last year, so we'll see. I don't know, but whatever. I have to clothe myself. I have to buy myself things every now and again. I buy my supplements, my vitamins that I take from Amazon. Something comes to the door. He likes to, ooh, what'd you buy now? I'm like, it's stuff so I could stay alive, man, so I don't die. Leave me alone. But, yeah, I feel so bad for the male people, the poor guy James. He's our mailman at the day job. Comes in, former Army, I think, and he's a hustler, man. He works hard, and I talked to him, and he's like, oh, my God, Cyber Monday nearly killed me. I'm like, doesn't Amazon have their own drive? I see the Amazon trucks now. He goes, yeah, but they don't have enough to keep up. Like, this was the lightest Black Friday ever. Black Fridays where people who don't love their families go and sit in the cold at a Best Buy to try to get whatever the new Nintendo is for 10% off, or a TV or something. That's what people used to do back in the day, which, by the way, I'm for. Do it. I mean, there's some people that need those deals. I'm a deal guy. Like, there's things that I have browsers on my phone, you know, things that I want, that I wait to buy till the end of the year because there's a sale on them. You know, it's a little bit nicer. Last year, I bought myself a hoodie, one of those, this is not paid, but an American Giant hoodie. Very nice hoodie. Love it. It's great. But it's like $100. And then I think I got it for like $75 because I waited for the Black Friday event. So, I mean, like, I'm all for, you know, this stuff. Some people need the deals. You know, if you need a TV, if you want a TV that bad, Go out there and do it. I'm all for it. But it is, that's a hefty chore, man. It's, you have to really want that TV in order to do that. But now you don't need to do it anymore. This is the lightest Black Friday ever. I'm not talking about racial things either, by the way. Not lightest. I mean, like least attended one since they started recording this stuff, because people just buy online now. I mean, that's what I do. I feel bad doing it. I know I'm putting, you know, stores out of business, but this is just the way it's going. Like, I don't know how to stop it anymore. I don't have, yeah, I know if you're buying a broom or something, just go to a store and pay the extra few bucks. Okay. But I can get it shipped to my door in a few days and pay way less. I mean, I'm not in a position. I need to pinch pennies. Most Americans need to pinch pennies right now. And, you know, for most of their lives, really. There's no middle class anymore. So there's poor people and there's rich people. And there's not much in between. The middle class is gone. Doesn't exist in this country anymore. Very, very few. Or anyway, it's much, much, much smaller than it used to be. A lot of reasons for that. I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but I know it's happening. I know it exists. Probably women getting into the workforce. Kidding, kind of. But, yeah, if you need those deals, you got to have those deals. So I'm all for it. I bought myself some jeans. I bought myself some shoes. And who knows what I'll buy myself next week. Nothing fun. There's nothing that I want that anybody, that like anybody can give me. It's really just things that I need, like clothes and stuff. I'm not having my mommy buy me clothes anymore. I can't do that. No thanks. Let's just go to a nice dinner, just like birthday. Let's go to a nice dinner. I want a $200 dinner. You know, not just for me, but go with the family. We'll go with the family. It'll be a total of $200. I'll get a nice steak, a couple bourbons. I'll enjoy myself very much. And that's it. Other than that, I want a car, a house, not crazy woman in my life would be nice. You know, other than that, a career. Can you give me a career? Get me a career for Christmas. Get me something that's sustainable. So I mean, like, I don't want anything. Nobody can buy me anything that I want. So I buy myself the things that I need during this time. A little bit nicer of things. You know, I do the thrifting. I go to the thrift shop. I get most of my clothes at the thrift shop. But sometimes you just got to buy yourself a pair of Levi's that fit, that are new, that don't smell like an old man's dead body, that he was buried in these clothes. And then they were ripped off of him and put in the Salvation Army rack. Buy yourself something. Treat yourself. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. You can go to the staywokeshow.com as well. That'll take you to the Bones page for the radio show that I co-host with Anna Hummel. We'll have a segment coming up from that a little later. We got some Stay Woke stickers. And I also got some nice brand new HMB radio stickers that you can actually like put places. The other ones they're nice. You know, they're big, they're nice. But you can't like put them on your car or something. That's dedication too. I've seen some people put them on their car. You're awesome. Thank you. I don't even know if I would do that, but for my own show. But if you do that, you're great. But I also have some really nice, I got them from just like Sticker Mule, this website. They did a great job with these things. They're awesome. They're like UV resistant. They're nice and thick. Nice and thick. Yeah. So if you want some, I'm happy to send you some. Just send me your mailing address. I'll send you a Stay Woke and an HMB radio sticker. Just slide into my DMs, man. Follow me on social media, home_made_man. That's on both Instagram and Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio, STPETE. And we got a Facebook as well. RadioSt.Pete.com is Radio St. Pete's and HMB Radio.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Your holiday party is upon you. Get in there now to show up all your stupid-ass coworkers, your dumb-ass family. Look the best. Be number one. I cannot believe what a haircut on a woman can do. It looks good on a guy, too, but, man, it can really just change a whole woman's essence. It really does. Get your hair done, gals. Go get a nice dress. Go get some heels on and blow some socks off. I said socks at your holiday party. You're going to look great, and Chrissy Parker and Truvy Salon Spa is going to do that for you. Visit them today. Make your appointment. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. If you've been keeping up with the Tampa Bay Rays and the city of St. Petersburg at all, you know it's not going great. Attendance is low. You got a good product on the field, but people just aren't going. Why? I don't know. People have been talking about it for a long time. Nobody really knows. It's just not a good location, maybe. I don't know. Nobody likes baseball anymore. I like baseball, but I can only get to a few games a year, and I think that's where most people are at. If you got a family, forget it. I mean, it's going to be hundreds of dollars between tickets and getting your kids cotton candy and crap. It's just not going to work. But there was something that was proposed recently, semi-recently, a few months ago, which was to share the team with another city. It's a weird concept, but the city of Montreal and possibly the city of St. Petersburg – and the raise would be shared by these two cities. I didn't hate the idea. It's weird, but I didn't really hate the idea. But those talks now are, I didn't even realize they were really talking about it. I heard it was already, you know, over with, squashed it. But no, I guess they did, the Rays asked to explore it, and I guess Mayor Kreisman said, okay, sure, I guess. But they are under contract to be at the Trop for another few more years, 8 years or so. But those talks are now over. Talks between the Tampa Bay Rays and the city of St. Petersburg about the shared city concept with Montreal have ended, Mayor Kreisman said this past Wednesday. In a letter to City Council, Kreisman said that both parties had agreed to abide by the current deal that keeps the team at the Trop until after the 2027 season. Kreisman said, should the Rays organization continue exploration of the shared city concept with Montreal, that exploration must be limited to the 2028 season and beyond. Kreisman also said the Rays declined an offer that would allow the Rays to explore full-time stadium locations throughout the Tampa Bay area, including in Hillsborough County. Kreisman added that the city will not use public dollars to build a stadium for a part-time team, but would consider doing so if they were to play here year-round. It seems like we're going to have the Rays for 8 years, and then they're going to move to Montreal. That's probably what's going to happen. That's the vibe that I get from this thing, unless they build them a stadium. But, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if the – I mean, the fan base is here. Their TV ratings are really high. So they have a lot of fans here, but they just can't get people in the seats. I don't really know what that is. I think a lot of it has to do with people being from other – this is a commuter city. So everywhere's from somebody else. You know, people grew up Boston fans or New York fans, and they like the Rays. You know, they have no problem with the Rays. They root for them, but they also have allegiances to other teams. But I don't know. Kreisman added that the city, I already read that. I continue to believe that the Rays organization will come to determine that in the Tampa Bay area and specifically in St. Pete, that it remains the best place to play baseball and succeed in the long term, Kreisman said. The Rays owner Stu Sternberg chimed in and said they does not agree that this is the best option going forward, and they will have to consider their post 2027 season options, which means they're just going to move. And I mean, that stinks. It's a bummer. I like having the Rays here in town. It's nice having, you know, you got the Bucks in Tampa. It's nice having like a major league franchise, like a couple blocks from your house. It's pretty cool, but it's just not working out. It's not working out for anybody. I don't know if it would be better in other cities. Baseball just seems like it's, they play a lot of games, they're expensive tickets, and I don't know how anybody can afford to go. But, like, you look at Yankee Stadium, and you see a lot of empty seats, but they just have the corporate sponsorships where they'll buy the tickets anyway, so it's a sellout. But nobody, like, is going to the game, so maybe we need to attract more businesses here if this is a city that can handle a major league franchise, and it probably realistically isn't. Tampa would be the place to be, maybe Orlando, you know, Jacksonville maybe. So I don't know, but we're probably enjoy the Rays while they're here. That's what I'm saying. They're probably not going to be here much longer. In other St. Petersburg news, a study found St. Petersburg among the 15 least safe cities in America in 2019, even more dangerous than Chicago. Wallet Hub said their study compared more than 182 cities across 41 indicators of safety. The data set ranges from assaults per capita, unemployment rate, road quality, and more. St. Petersburg ranked 168 out of the 182 cities examined. Other notable cities, Columbia, Maryland was the safest. Number 90 was Tampa, 113 New York City, 124 Jacksonville. Chicago came in at 130, 131 Miami. Los Angeles came in at 171. And St. Louis, the most dangerous, came in at 182. Now, this is one of those things, though, where it's kind of framed bad. So, yes, it's the least safest cities in America, right? So they're looking at safe cities, but St. Pete just happens to be towards the bottom of that list. So it's kind of deceptive. It makes it seem like it's really bad, but it's really not. And then there's factors like hurricanes are factored in and a bunch of other, you know, weird crap. So, yes, it's not great, but it's also not that bad. So don't be too afraid. So St. Pete, among the least safe places in 2019. Congratulations.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you in part by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts with an S.com is a media consulting company focusing on podcasting. If you want to get into podcasting but have no idea how to start, I can help you. Hardware, software, RSS feeds. If you don't know what an RSS feed is, you need my help. I can help you. Let me help you. Go to HomemadePodcasts.com or give me a shout at 813-693-2124. I look forward to working with you this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. We talked a little bit about the Hill Dog, Hillary Clinton, robbed of the presidency in 2016. Yes, she really won, but is somehow not president. She was on Howard Stern earlier this week, and we talked about her appearance. We had a little chat about it, and I'd like to share it with you right now. Let's check out this clip from Stay Woke, which can be heard weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone or theboneonline.com.
You know who may make a comeback, Will?
Who may make a comeback?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's
George
predicted,
Zimmerman, apparently.
Not George Zimmerman. The one, the only, Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
now,
good.
Forget about how you feel about her politically. We all know she killed Epstein. She was involved in it. And to be honest with you, and I will take calls on this, if you could crack one person open, okay, let's say, I'll say dead or alive, but crack, let's say living, one person open, and if you cracked them open, you got to know all of their secrets. Who would it be? Because for me, it's all about Hill. Hillary Clinton. If I could crack anybody open, and once you cracked them open, you got all their secrets, I would choose Hillary.
That's a good choice. I don't believe, but I have a feeling the person you'd want to do that to, you have no idea who they are. There is somebody who is so powerful, you never heard their name.
Yep.
You don't know who they are, where they are, when they are, but there is somebody out
there influential
who is pulling the strings from behind the curtain.
Right,
no doubt.
Right.
That's who you'd want to get.
Right. I mean, there's, if she was involved in the Epstein murder, I mean, we're talking like 10 degrees of separation between her and the person that did it, obviously. I mean, it's like the Federal Reserve of murders. We have no idea, like, who's the center of it, where it came from. There's no way to trace it. There's no way to the paper trail leads back to her. But if I could crack someone open that I knew of, obviously I can't crack someone open that I don't know, I'd probably choose Hill. But the reason why I mention her is that she's dropping mad hints. It seems like there's really no great candidate on the Democratic side. Kamala just dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is senile. His teeth and his eyes are falling out.
Yes,
he likes
his eyes are bleeding.
People to little
out.
Black children to rub his hairy leg. He's very strange man.
Yeah.
So Hill, this might be the perfect time for Hillary to insert herself for round two. And she was actually on Howard Stern, I believe it was today. And they had a little bit of a discussion on love, Will.
Really?
On love. Now, I have not previewed this clip. And I listened to Howard Stern this morning. I was listening to Adam Sandler, and there was lots of swearing. So maybe he has a little bit more respect for Hillary Clinton. Let's find out together. Hopefully, I don't have to dump this, but we'll find out.
No, in high school.
Boyfriends, yes.
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 Serious boyfriend?
No.
No one you ever said, I'm in love?
No.
You had not been in love yet?
No.
Bill was the first guy you loved?
No. There was,
no?
No, there was somebody before him.
Yeah. Somebody before Bill that you would have considered marrying?
No.
I think Howard Stern is a huge Hill fan. Is
that
right?
He's he resides on the left wing of the spectrum.
Not just left. I think he likes Hillary a lot.
Probably.
Okay.
But I would not have considered marrying.
But in love.
We never
hear about this guy. Oh, is this guy probably pissed he didn't close the deal?
He should have locked that down. Right?
No.
He would have been at Oklahoma last night.
I dated a lot of different people.
Throwing down. Was she a babe when she was younger? Let me pull the picture.
Yeah, she actually was kind
of
pretty. Yeah, young
I thought she was kind of like like bookish, nerdish.
No, she's kind of, I mean, she kind of had that girl next door type vibe, yeah. But she was, yeah, this is, here you go. Here's a good picture.
Okay. Yeah. She's beautiful, actually.
Yeah. She's cutie pie.
Yeah. That's the same picture I'm looking at. It was the 70s, so they would wear these horrendous glasses that were just so ugly and did not frame the face well at all. Ooh, here's her and Bill real young. He has that chin, man.
He's a ghoulish figure.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that looks better as an old man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
as a young person, he looks kind of like a clown, but he looks more esteemed with a gray hair and a few wrinkles. Here's more.
And right. I liked a lot of them.
You were popular.
I was pretty popular.
Right.
Yeah, I was okay popular.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Boys were not your problem.
Boys were not my problem.
Right.
But I had not, until I met Bill, met anybody that I thought I would ever marry.
You were not the cheerleader type, though.
No.
You were the studious academic.
I was the student. And student government, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
No kidding.
Go figure.
Kidding.
Yeah.
So you must have somewhere in the back of your mind figured, hey.
No, I'll tell you another story. So
were you the type that would promise people free lunches and more study hall?
Just great, you know, right. Great homecoming parties. I mean, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and I'm
so
for that.
I remember I did run for president of my high school government, as I remember.
Did you win?
No, of course not.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Some guy
or the last.
Of course. That one. And then, you know, and it was sort of foreordained because a lot of my, you know, boyfriends, they said, you know, come on, we're not going to elect a girl. I mean, what are you doing this for? I said, well, because.
This is why Howard Stern is so good at what he does. He's making Hillary Clinton sound charismatic. No one can do that, but he can. That's why he's the GOAT. That's why he's so incredible. That's what I love about Howard is he always asks the right questions. He can make anybody sound like familiar, make anyone sound common, make anyone sound interesting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys, I have some ideas what I want to do. Okay, fine. So somebody else wins. Comes to see him and he goes, you know, I would really like it if you'd help me. And I said, So I said, sure.
Oh, you were really nice.
I was nice. And
I would have said, like,
I like doing things. What can I say?
Yeah, like murdering people,
yeah,
bitch.
Your political
Just
opponent.
Kidding. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you could crack anybody open, who would it be? And if you could, you could gather all of their secrets. I would like to know. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You think she's going to run, Will? You think she's going to make a late-term entrance into the election?
I mean, it wouldn't
the
shock
campaign,
me.
Rather.
It definitely would not shock me if she did. She desperately wants this job. Mm. She wants it badly.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she was going to get it last time in 2016. She was a shoo-in.
Mm-hmm.
94% chance, I believe it was, on election day that these polls came up with that number. And I think she thought, oh, yeah, good. And then all of a sudden this clown, this clownish, boorish man came up and just kind of won it from under her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she still wants it. I think she's power hungry. I think she might be the devil.
Okay.
I think it's possible.
Could be.
And I think that she will consider it. Yeah.
Here's a little bit more.
Hardest days of my life, to be honest.
I think she's talking about the inauguration was the hardest day of her life.
Consumed with that. I was thinking about you that day. I was watching you more than I was watching Trump. First of all, I don't even know how you get past. You got 3 million more votes than the guy.
I did. Right.
That's not how the country works.
Yeah.
Why do people keep bringing that up? I mean,
because they have to rationalize.
It's happened so many times in the past where people win the popular vote, but they lose the election because of the Electoral College.
Right.
So it is what it is.
In my mind, you won the election. The Electoral College, I can't explain that. I don't under. I think it was for some farmer who felt that he was his rights were going to be denied. But the majority of the people in the country voted.
Because then it's like mob rule, right?
Yeah.
And if you want your vote to count the most, I think you should move to Wyoming. Is that the one where your vote counts the most because it's the least populated per like square foot, something like that?
I don't
that.
Know. I mean, if you get rid of the Electoral College, the cities, the coastal elite cities are going to end up running the country. And you go, well, what's wrong with that? The problem with that is that they don't think about a lot of things that Midwesterners and people who grow your food have to worry about. Mm-hmm. Here's a good example of that. When somebody said, remember when they were talking about assault weapons and they said they needed them to maybe scare away a group of feral hogs?
Yeah.
And the news media laughed at those people, laughed at that guy on Twitter who said that. But that guy deals with that story. Mm-hmm. And you can find a story about feral hogs killing farmers and stuff.
Sure. Out. Or destroying
like,
the
that's
crops.
That's a reality. Or, but it seems it just it doesn't click with people who live on the coast. They go, that's ridiculous. And it does kind of sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this is a big country with mm-hmm. lots of different terrain. And these things do happen. So if we get rid of the Electoral College, those people are just useless now. They their voices do not count. And they're going to have to deal with the outcomes of those elections. And that could mean resources getting pulled from the farms, mm-hmm. you know, because we need health care for illegal immigrants. So we need to pull resources from your farm to do that. It would be a disaster, I think, if we got rid of that, rid of the Electoral College. The founding fathers really thought this through. There's a lot of things that they really, because I thought that too, like up until pretty recently, like, well, whoever wins wins.
Sure, you know? Sure. I mean, if most people want it, then why don't most people just get it?
You're right. We live in a democracy, right? Well, no, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative republic. Yeah, those are different things.
It says here that Howard Stern also asked Hillary, you've never had a lesbian affair, question mark? And I believe to that she said she did not.
Yeah, right.
No, she did not.
Bull crap.
There we go. Stay Woke Midnights 102.5 The Bone, 813-693-2124. If you want to get a hold of me, hmbradio.com is the website. Let me send you some stickers. Slide into my DMs, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Be sure to follow me over there and follow Radio St. Pete as well. Radio STPETE. All right, I'm going to go online shop for myself for Christmas. I'm going to get out of here. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on HMB Radio, thanks a bunch. Make sure you subscribe to that podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get them. HMB Radio. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. I'll speak with you soon. Buy yourself stuff. Okay, bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.